You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So this new international research has proved the risks of old satellites jeopardizing the recovery of the ozone layer. Before we dive into the reasons this is happening, can you give us a brief overview of what the current damage to the ozone layer is?
Yeah, so the ozone layer began to be damaged quite severely late last century, around the 1980s and 1990s, from chlorofluorocarbons that were used in things like refrigeration and air conditioning, various industrial processes. Those chemicals are now, the CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons, are now banned, but they have very long lifetimes. So there's heaps of them still up in the stratosphere where the ozone layer sits, and they cause an ozone hole to form over Antarctica every springtime. We have started to see some early indications that we might be seeing recovery of the ozone hole thanks to the Montreal Protocol, which is the mechanism by which CFCs were banned, but it's going to take several decades more before we see that full recovery in the absence of any other confounding processes acting to slow that recovery.
And can you go into more detail about how these old satellites are harming the ozone?
So first I should clarify, we don't actually know that they are going to harm the ozone layer. What this new paper has done has shown that when satellites are deorbited and burn up in the upper atmosphere, they burn up into tiny nanoparticles containing aluminium oxides. And the authors are saying that those could potentially cause ozone depletion, but no one's quantified yet how much ozone depletion we might expect to see. I guess the best analogy is, or similar cases, with some rocket launches which use a type of rocket fuel that contains alumina particles in it, and some studies have showed that when those particles are injected in the atmosphere, if there's some chlorine around, like from the breakdown of CFCs, then those two things can act in combination. The alumina and the chlorine can act to cause some ozone loss. But like I said, no one has actually quantified what the damage to the ozone layer could be from deorbiting mega constellations yet.
So we don't really know what the scale of this potential damage could be, both short-term or long-term?
Correct. We've just identified that there could potentially be a problem here, and now would be a great time to stop and think and assess whether we might be dealing with a large-scale problem before we launch heaps more satellites into space.
And building on that, moving forward, what precautions or actions need to be taken to minimize this potential harm?
So I think the operators that are launching satellites need to be very aware of potential environmental risks. And thinking about how they're designing their satellites, what materials they're using, and how they break up, so doing that full life cycle assessment. I think governments should also be aware of the potential problems and if needed, you know, trying to create regulatory frameworks to ensure that we're, you know, protecting the health of the upper atmosphere for the benefit of everyone.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.